This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Asplome nama A-listers on the Campus Club. Shape and own your future.
So as I mentioned, that we would have our A-lister for today. He's already on the line. Ikamalake is Mr. Vic Price. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get your hands together for the one and only Vic Price. Boom, 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 boom.
Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good, everybody? V-I-C-T-R-I-C-E.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Also, it's actually V-I-C, not like Uguti. It's Vic.
It's V-I-C, yeah. Oh, Vic.
Oh, V-I-C.
You pronounced it correctly, yeah.
Okay, cool, lovely. How are you? Are you good?
I'm awesome. I'm very good.
That's great. Are you as excited as we are?
Yeah, I am now.
You are now. That's absolutely lovely. Great to hear from you. We're happy to have you on the show. So your real name is Nkululeko Maseko.
Yes. Kuleko Maseko.
Wangamane. Sithakazele sakho leso. That's great. So you're a musician, a dancer, a model, a food technologist, all the way from East Rand in Gauteng, South Africa. A food technologist. Wow. Okay, you're mighty talented.
Yeah, I definitely am.
I definitely are. Okay. We want to talk about that, Vele. We want to talk about that. We want to get to know you. So we want to take it a little bit back to Nkululeko, not UVIC, Nkululeko. Nkululeko growing up, Nkululeko as a little boy. Was he always vibrant? Because when I called you before we went on air, you were giving me energy. And I'm like, okay, I get why he's an artist. So tell us about Nkululeko.
Overly flamboyant, though.
You were not. You were absolutely amazing. Perfect. So tell us about Nkululeko growing up. Nkululeko wenjani nje?
Okay, Nkululeko ngwangamano kaMaseko. Ngiphuma East Rand, Gauteng. I grew up in the East Rand, so I was basically one of those guys abukhuleni elokishini, ngaphila ngikhulela eMasebabsini. So I'm a blend of different things.
Wow.
As you can see with my talents, njengoba ngijayiva, ngicula, ngidlala ipiano ngapha, I'm educated,
That's,
so I do a whole host of things with my time. From the time I grew up, I've always been this vibrant, a happy person, adventurous guy. You know, I'm always into anything, trying different things.
Yeah.
So that's the type of person I am.
That's absolutely lovely, especially because, you know what, I feel like it's very important to be a multi-talented, versatile, flexible person, because as much as, you know, we love the arts and we love creativity and all of that, we also need to ensure that we have education, you know, because then we can have like multiple streams of income, you know, and, you know, we can also ensure that as much as we're doing well here, we're also busy ngalana yabo leyo nto le ukuze sizokwazi ukuthi senze show ukuthi if kungalungila at least ikhona ibalance yabo.
Yeah, that's really important. So that thing, I think a lot of people, they take it for granted, you know?
They actually do.
They come in and they just think, Gucci, I know, I'm gonna make it through music, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
Yeah.
You know, this is my plan A. I mean, I don't dispute that, but I'm just the type of person who kind of, you know, analyze the game from a different perspective altogether. In as much as I'm trying to, you know, I also want to be educated. I want to say, good, okay, as a singer, as I say, as a dancer and all of that, without having like any solid foundation in terms of education and having a future, you know, besides the passion for music.
Absolutely. You are a smart guy.
I know a couple of things.
No, you are smart because I think, you know, if we love what we love, we tend to think, ukuthi, it doesn't matter in the bayemali. Yes, obviously everything should be motivated by uthando, but also at the same time, you need to look at it from a perspective. Yokuthi sometimes you might do something that you're not necessarily that passionate about. Ngoba ufuna ukufunda lento le o passionate ngayo. Ngoba phela nale o passionate ngayo izodinga ukuthi uyifunde with money, you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, but like tell us about you, like the music you made your first debut soul and R&B song titled Your Body in 2022. And also your debut album, which was titled Ace of All Trades in 2023. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah. So like I started out as an R&B singer.
Yeah.
That's just something, singing is just always something I've done from a young age.
Yeah.
So I started out with that. And then further on, I started exploring other genres. Like, so my very first album, when I first started recording, it's a very versatile album. So it's got your hip hop, it's got your pop, it's
ooh,
got your soul, R&B.
Nice.
You know? It's a whole blend of things. So
yeah,
when you listen to the title of the album, it says Ace of All Trades, right?
Yes.
So, but I'm sure you've heard of the saying Jack of All Trades.
Jack. Yes, we have. We definitely
Jack of
have.
All trades.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's something similar to that, but in this case, by me claiming the title Ace of All Trades, it's saying that. I claim that I think that I'm good at each and every discipline in music, such as your R&B, such as your hip hop, such as your pop.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, because Jack of all trades would actually assume that I'm mediocre in AC&C genre.
Yeah,
when you say ace of all trades, ace is a higher number in the game of poker, if you know any poker.
Yeah.
So that's the insinuation behind the title.
Oh, wow. So we're going to do something we don't normally do on the show.
Okay.
Since you've gave us such a descriptive explanation on what your album was about and how creative it was, because you took away the, you know, the common concept of Jack of all trades, you know, the idiom, not concept, idiom of Jack of all trades. Instead, you said ace of all trades.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want us to actually go to your single, your debut single, Your Body. We're going to play it. So stay on the line. Yeah. Are you a romantic person?
I try.
You try.
Yeah, I mean, because most of my stuff is basically just off the top of my head. I'd say literally maybe two of the songs I've ever done. I've got plenty more songs that are based on our personal experience. Otherwise, every song, a lot of the songs that I've actually done, including Your Body,
are
just based off the top of my head. I'm a very descriptive person.
Yeah, you're very descriptive. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love that. Yo, I don't know. I'm going to sound very biased, but okay. I'm cool with that because I'm being honest. I take a very personal liking to artists that put their heart and soul into their music, meaning that they don't just take it from the top of their head, but most of their music is from experiences, either things that they have seen happen around them or they have experienced. I don't know, like, I always love those artists more than the ones that just, you know, I'm sorry.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, okay. It's just that.
You don't like Vanessa's, basically.
I don't like them because, I mean, I'm going to say I don't like them. But, you know, maybe it's because I'm such a sentimental person, probably because I'm so sentimental and emotional. I just feel like, you know, if I am listening to a song by Vic and it's something that he's been through, I'm obviously going to fall in love with him even more because I'm going to feel like I know you through your music. Whereas if it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if it's just art, then you get what I mean.
I get it.
True. So you study. Tell us about. Now we're gonna move a little bit away from the music. I know it's your first love, but let's move a little bit away from it now.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell us about the degree you studied at the University of Johannesburg, UJ. You did food technology. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. Was that also a passion?
I'll be totally honest.
Yeah.
So food tech, I've always been fascinated by science.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, it was either a choice between like biotechnology, medical science, bioscience. I think it's bioscience, something like that.
Yeah.
And then it was food technology. So a cousin of mine actually did biotech.
Yeah.
She happened to work for a food company. So she introduced me to the field, you know, back then, like 2008.
Yeah.
She introduced me to the field, and I was like, okay, I was fascinated. I was like, okay, it's got something to do with science, but something more that would seem more useful to the everyday person, unlike studying germs and stuff like that, you know, like biotechnology or biochemistry, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
So I took an interest in that. I was like, you know what, I mean, this, it's got to do with science, but it seems like a pretty useful qualification to have. So I was like, you know what, let me just try this.
Mm.
And then from there, you know, I just studied, you know, graduated, got a job, you know, so I've been doing that ever since.
Wow, and you enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it because with food, I mean, it's not just one-dimensional, you know. There's milk, there's ice cream, there's all sorts of meat, confectionery, you know. Mm. It's a broad spectrum of field, basically, that I can insert myself at any time of my career.
That's amazing. And I'm even thinking of an idea. I'm also creative myself. I'm already thinking of a food feature right now.
Really? What is
that? I'm even thinking of a food feature because I'm like, oh wow, for all the foodies out there, I'm also a foodie myself. If we had to know more about the food that we consume, from a technology perspective, then that would be absolutely great. Maybe we would even make better food choices, but we'll talk about that off air, ne?
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah. So you are the Too Hot to Be Single contestant of you are a Too Hot to Be Single contestant of ET3 Models in 2017. You were signed under them as a commercial model because we know that they are an organization. So tell us about that. That means, Uguti, you don't just have a great voice and also you're not just an intellect, but you're also very good looking.
Yeah, you know, I'm
Oh, please. Oh, please. You're being all modest. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the show, I mean, the Too Hot to Be Single show, I think when I actually started, when I thought of going there, I'll be honest, I wasn't really looking, you know, to get someone serious or anything. It was just a thing. I'm like, oh, okay, this looks like it could be fun, you know?
Yeah.
So I applied and they're like, hey, okay, we like this guy. Let's bring him on to the show. And then, you know, went to the show, you know, they brought a couple of ladies there. I had to pick one, you know? So that was, it was a great experience, you know, great television experience just to be there.
Yeah.
Went to Lawrence. Lawrence was actually,
Lawrence for the show.
Yes. the one and only.
Wow.
So it was a really great experience. It was really fun, you know, being put on the spot like that to like say, hey, bro, listen, you need the best lady that you can find and you need to pick one, you know, having all that power. That's amazing.
Sure. Yeah, having all that power. That's absolutely lovely, man. You have a colorful, colorful, colorful career experience. I mean, look at all the things that you've done, you know, from different spectrums of life. Sounds very exciting. And it's no doubt that you have an amazing, bright future ahead of you. But now, like I said, so look at Shinja Makia. We started off with music and then we went into food technology. You know, we're going on a journey right now. The journey that we're on, we're jumping onto Vic Price Children's Foundation. I want to know about that because man, I want to know about that. Tell me about that. I'm excited already.
Okay, so straight off the bat, I've always liked kids, right?
Yeah.
But I'm actually telling you, the first person I'll be telling this ever.
Wow, I feel special.
So growing up, I was really irritated by kids. I don't really like kids, you know?
Yeah.
Until, like, my younger sister actually had a kid. She was 2014.
Mm.
She had a kid, and then, yeah, me and this kid, we were just, like, the best of friends. We were just, you know, it's like I understood her, she understood me type of thing.
Yeah.
But I've always known that I've always wanted to do like a, you know, a charity foundation when I was growing up. I knew that back in 2017, I knew it. I was like, you know what? I want to open up a foundation one day. That's when I think I was doing my internship or something like that. I always knew that I wanted to open a foundation, but I wasn't quite sure, like, where do I actually want to insert myself? So yeah. I thought about it. I'm like, I mean, who are the people who seem the most in need? And I was like, okay, children. You know, that's where the idea came from. Like, okay, children makes sense. Because now I started actually liking kids when I previously did not, you know. So from that experience, having a niece born and then having a nephew after that, because my nephew was also born in the same year. So I was like, you know, kids are really cool. They're very warm-hearted beings. They're very innocent beings. But, you know, they're just innocent, you know. So for me, it made the most sense. It's easier. It's easier to give, you know, for me. It's easier to give to kids because they don't really expect anything, you know. Unlike some people that have gone through life, they just want things, they keep on wanting more and more, you know. For kids, it's a lot, for me, I feel like it's a lot easier, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's why I actually started it.
Wow.
Get a mouthful, man.
No, don't worry about that. I'm thinking, okay, he's a giver. He's good looking. He has a great voice. He's an entrepreneur. He's a model. He is also an intellect and he's working like someone who's listening on air. Ladies, stay focused. I'm thinking about you here. No, I'm kidding. But on a serious note, you are such a well-rounded musician. Like, it's not every day that you hear musicians are doing so many things, like I said, in different walks of life. And the whole children thing is so special because I share the same sentiments. Children are very innocent. And yes,
However, they
are the most innocent beings and we love them to death. And I think, like you mentioned, kids are in greater need. Kids and young people, they are in greater need because once umuntu akhule abe mdala, I'm not saying you can't help adults. You definitely can. Those who are willing, but it's a lot easier ukufundisa ingane because they grow up with that. It's very hard ukuthi uyekinto khule nayo. So when you're able to give to kids and make a difference in their lives now, it's going to impact them in such a huge way.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up again with your new single, which is titled Unguthando, which is available on all digital platforms. Tell us about the production process of the song and also tell us, I mean, you did say that most of the things you sing about.
No, at the top of my head.
Was it at the top of. Unguthando. At the top.
No, okay. There's literally, okay. Your body was over the top of my head.
Yeah.
There's a song called Drive Me Crazy. That was based on a personal experience.
Yeah.
Unguthando, I'll be honest, man. It wasn't just based off a personal experience. It's just on top of my head.
So you're not in love?
No, unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You never know. I'm kidding. No love. We celebrate love here. Love is a beautiful thing. But, man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Tell us about the production process and how has the reception been like also?
People were actually pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Because I've never done a Vernac song. I've always been from Kula and Yasumi. People like, hey, you sound like you're twanging, you know? The words, you know? So, but I was like, you know what? Screw that. I'm just going to do it anyway. You know?
Yeah.
But it was my very first time attempting Vernac. I was like, okay, this song actually, I'm feeling it myself. So, the song I'm actually happy to actually show to other people, and people will be like, okay, see, you've been singing and rapping in English for the whole time.
Yeah.
We never knew you could sing in English. I never knew either. So
yeah.
I'm always, like I said, I always try new things and I want to find that, oh, can actually do this. So with the production, I worked on a local producer of mine. He's been helping me with most of my projects. His name is Lloyd John. So he's a very, very, very talented guy.
Yeah.
Perfect design, etc. With the song, it is just it's one of those chill mapiano vibe kind of song, love song, just or Zulu R&B basically translated into EPM. That's old piano sound before it's guitar, you know, the stuff that you hear these days. The noise that's going on right now. That type of music. So mine is a more chill, you know, relaxed type of piano kind of song.
Oh, we love that. We definitely love that. Mina, I'm a diehard R&B soul fan. So when I hear like new artists that are making music that is beautiful, that's R&B, I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy. So we are celebrating with you because, I mean, congratulations are in order. You're doing great. And we're definitely going to be having it on repeat. So where can people connect with you away from just this interview if they want to follow you on social media? Who are you on social media?
Okay, so on my Instagram, it's very simple. It's The Real Vic Price.
Yeah.
The Real Vic Price. And then on my Twitter, it's also same thing, The Real Vic Price. And then on my Facebook, it's just Vic Price. So it's V-I-C. P-R-I-C-E. People always say like Vice Price. I don't know how, you know, maybe it's like a pronunciation thing. They always say Vice Price, but it's Vic for Victor. Vic Price. Yeah.
Cool. We'll be following you on social media. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'd love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vic. Okay. I want you to.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.